Well, a lawyer who works for some of the country's most serious offenders says bringing back the three strikes law will do little to bring the positive change its sponsors are promoting, rather than leading to greater safety and less serious crime. She says the law has created often sad outcomes that have benefited few, while also tying the hands of judges when it comes to discretion. Now, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith was unavailable to be interviewed this morning, and Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee declined to come on the show. Earlier, I spoke to defence lawyer Marie Dyberg KC. She said the fact the rule will now only apply to sentences longer than 24 months doesn't make much difference.
It still does not help those who will be subject, say, for example, a seven-year term. But when you look at the circumstances of the offence itself, even though it's captured because the nature of the crime fits that charge, it will still be disproportionate when you look and say it's pretty low level in terms of the circumstances. It is not the most serious. And when we look at the offender, then they are going to be much better at avoiding future crime if we put them into a rehabilitative type sentence rather than punishment. It's still going to put people in prison, it's still going to increase the prison population, and it's going to take away the various programs that could assist.
Well, they're talking
crime.
About having more rehabilitation services in prison, but I just want you, can you talk us through a sort of like a worst case scenario of someone who'd get caught up in this who shouldn't be, in your opinion?
Well, somebody who would get caught up in this would be somebody who gets involved, for example, in an assault or maybe an indecent assault. But when you look at the circumstances, it's very low level. So you might get an indecent assault that's much more intrusive to somebody who is at the receiving end of that. But you might also get somebody who pats somebody on the bottom. That's still an indecent assault, but the circumstances of that, somebody slightly drunk, it doesn't really cause the same trauma to somebody if somebody did something inside and genitalia area. So you look at the two of those and say, the person who touched somebody on the bottom, do they really deserve to be inside for 8 years?
But there is the discretion for judges, which has been extended, and the manifestly unjust exception has been extended to avoid that sort of outcome.
It's because it's manifestly excessive, that means that it has to be exceptional. It has to be outside the norm. And that is where judges will get caught out, because they're going to have to point to something that puts the particular offence before them into a category that is way out of the norm. It won't assist judges because it has to be so exceptional.
I mean, the government, though, is saying they just want serious offenders off the streets. That will make people safer by definition.
Putting people off the streets in jail is not by definition going to make society safer. What is going to make society safer is someone has a mental health problem, look after them. If somebody has addiction and that's the source of the offending, put them into rehabilitation. If somebody through circumstances has a serious anger problem, put them into programs that deal with anger. That is what's going to reduce crime.
That was defence lawyer Marie Dyberg KC.